Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
How do you know when a sex doll has been used a lot?
When it has a runny nose.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
So this broad, I think she might be a genius. It says she's been cheating on her husband at Airbnbs, and it makes the affair feel like a real relationship.
Instead of getting banged in the motel six.
Tell her to wake up. The guy doesn't care.
Yeah.
So she's looking for romance, like a relationship, right?
The guy's looking to blow a load.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a trend. They're thinking the Airbnb makes it all more classy and takes the sleaziness out of it by going to an Airbnb and trying to behave like a real couple, not a cheating couple, right?
Yeah. Like,
honey, I got news for you. Different clown, same circus.
See, to me, the fun thing was going into a fucking motel for a short stay.
Oh, yeah.
A real sleaze bag.
Yeah, those are the best.
I'll take the 4-hour stay. Don't even have to clean the sheets from the previous one.
Blow your load and leave.
Yeah, they have
go
like
to a place that has a 9 o'clock checkout.
I mean, come on, you're gonna go to Airbnb with the one you're banging on the side. We can wear a fucking apron, drink wine, and cook meals and shit.
I wonder if you can score a fucking like a different echelon of whore though if you're bringing them to Airbnbs.
Not, right?
If you're giving them
whore meaning loose woman, not one you pay for.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, well, it's more, you know, girls are into like the wine and the nice drinks and the fucking meal and to like be romance. So I would think yes.
Yeah. In this particular case here, the chick, she goes, "Well, I'm probably going to be divorcing my husband and this and that and all that stuff." Yeah. How about if the poor husband knows nothing about this? He thinks everything's great.
Oh, yeah.
And this is his wife. He finds out that she's the one who posted the story about fucking carrying on with guys at Airbnb.
I got to think that women get blindsided more than guys because guys are pigs. They find a younger fucking virgin.
They'll say anything.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
You think a guy will say anything to get the job done? Pretty much,
yes,
right?
I
in the
do.
Moment?
I mean, yes, I do.
In the heat of battle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me you love me or whatever.
Yes.
Or, you know, be with you forever.
1,000%. And you can fucking paint yourself into a corner, you know?
And then, like, a lot of times you can get an Airbnb for fucking cheaper than a hotel room. So, like,
it's nicer.
Yeah, you know. It's nicer. You got more room to fucking spread out and fucking. Yeah. You can bang them on the kitchen
table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang them on the kitchen counter. You know, do that whole fucking chestnut.
To role play. Maybe
pour fucking milk on her titties.
They think they're like, they're playing fucking. House with you fucking getting
like
breakfast,
a fucking
go to
Lifetime
the refrigerator
movie.
And sit down at the table and eat.
You wipe the table clean. Like the postman rings twice, you bang her on the fucking table when Nicholson wiped the shit off the table.
Did you see the original of that?
No. Yeah,
that
Robert Mitchum was it?
Great.
And he pumps her right on the fucking table. Yeah. That's what they want.
That was one thing that like has always been on my sexual bucket list. I've always wanted to fucking remove the contents of a table and fucking bang a broad on the table.
Right.
Like we both do it at the same time. Like you see it in fucking like romantic comedies.
Yeah, it's funny. I think of that too. But for me, I think those days are over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
well,
I
you're married.
A hot, great feeling.
You're married.
It was exactly. Yeah. Wild, passionate, fucking off the chain, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking heavy breathing.
And I'm sure the Airbnb is a better place to do that than at the fucking Candlelight Motel where you're paying by the hour.
Right.
Not to get off the subject, wasn't the Bridges of Madison County kind of like a takeoff of
kind of
like the same movie.
And you know what's funny about the surveillance videos too? Like you know when you see a person, a guy or a woman come out of a motel, they always look sneaky and sketchy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're always like, as soon as they like fucking leave and are caught on film to show the wife or the husband. With the Airbnb, even the surveillance videos would look nice. Get the sweater tied around your neck like you're a fucking tourist.
The
picnic
fucking
basket.
The Airbnb almost fucking eliminates the walk of shame.
Exactly.
That's fucking pretty good.
The self-loathing. Say you sneak out of the Plaza Motel on Route 1. Fuck, and they still have a sign that says free air conditioning and HBO. Right? And the broad goes, I can't do this anymore. I feel like shit and sleazy when I leave here. You go, why? It's great here.
So you always get the, I'm not usually like this.
Right.
Oh, God.
You go, listen, baby, I tell you what, relax. Let me run down to the fucking car loan and get us a little something. Mm-hmm. And we'll fucking take a little nap.
But now it's fucking, yeah, you just get the Airbnb, you're fucking somebody else's bed, you fucking leave juices in weird places, and fucking that's it. That seems like a great way to live. Yeah. If you're working the circuit.
Sure.
I would much rather do that than pay for a fucking hotel room.
And if you're with the broad, right, and that's what the broad's mission is, to, like, she wants to carry on, wants to have affairs, hey, to her credit, do it in style, no?
Yeah.
Make it nice if you want.
Yeah.
If you end up with the broad, though, you're never going to trust her.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what Dr. Phil says?
If they end up with you, they're never going
to
trust you.
The truth. Yeah. What does Dr. Phil say? They do it with you, they'll do it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that true?
Is he still on?
I don't even fucking know.
I don't know.
Fuck him.
Oh, fuck you.
Fucking hick bastard. He's seen.
Well, what about the drone footage?
Yeah, what's up with that?
That, like, freaks me out.
Can you
shoot arrows at the drones? What would they think, like, if you're fucking basically a caveman and you got a fucking drone flying over you?
You got to be fucking blown. I mean, yeah, seriously, right? Crazy. How can they handle and process it?
It's crazy. Yeah.
So this drone flies over a fucking village in the middle of nowhere,
yeah,
and these people have lived without fucking electricity, with nothing. Just totally off the grid.
Basically animals.
Yep.
You might as well say so. Right?
Like, they must have their own language.
Yeah. No books. No TV.
Live off the land, obviously.
Yeah. No video games. No nothing.
Yeah.
Just like, fucking fuck like animals. To give birth out in the fucking wild like animals.
I mean, no clothes.
Yeah.
Balls hanging off.
Yeah, well, they had clothes, right?
Well, those did.
Didn't they have clothes?
Yeah, there was some sort of fucking leaf like protection.
Yeah, but like sometimes you'll see them same tribes an hour later. They're in their nude outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
Their balls out. They go, oh, what the fuck? Balls out? They're like this. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
What the fuck? There's nobody there to see your fucking weird balls, you know? Right. Like, that must now, be you, such a great feeling.
If you and me went over there, we fucking give them a disease, they'd all die.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they did here, right? Yeah, that's the way to go. How about they arrowed some prick to death out there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying. A woman, was it? She tried to help them, or?
And they shot her with an arrow?
They killed her with fucking arrows, bow and arrows.
Yeah. But just imagine that. You've lived off the land. You've lived, like, this entire life without seeing anyone.
Yeah.
Without knowing what other people look like except for the people that came out of your dick. Like, that's going to be
some
crazy.
Some of the girls are kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Now, what were the countries again of these?
Was it in, like, the rainforest kind of shit?
Yeah, like Brazil.
Brazil. It's always
Brazil
there.
Is like fucking between countries, right?
Oh, fuck,
it's like,
yeah,
fucking thousands of miles, yeah, of nothing.
And you know what's weird about this story?
That.
This pops up every couple of years, right?
Oh,
with,
yeah,
these kind of people. This
you
ain't
see
over
more
yet.
And more, yeah.
What I want to hear is somebody go, you know, there's people in Montana that have never seen anything.
Yeah.
In the U.S.? Yes. Well, they fucking see nobody. Nothing.
That freaks me out. You know what else freaks me out? Is in, North Carolina, they got wild horses.
They do?
They, yeah, just fucking roam free.
Yeah, fucking on the beaches stallions.
My old man, when my old man was in the service, he had to take a train to go wherever he had to go. I think it was maybe Fort Benning. Is that Kentucky?
Georgia?
Okay, yeah, yeah. So he said when he took the train there for basic training or whatever, they went by all kinds of wild horses. That's freaky. I've never seen a wild horse.
No, I've never seen one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing
that. I just see one running down the fucking street here all of a sudden.
Well, where I live, once in a while, you see one. They get loose.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. See him up there sometimes.
That's a lot of work, a fucking horse. But these fucking people in the woods with the blowguns and the whole fucking I don't understand one bit.
Yeah. What's the like the thing that I was thinking about is what's the closest form of civilization to them? Like, I mean, because as you get sooner or later, if they walk in one direction, you're getting their people.
Yeah,
I guess they stop at a certain point.
Yeah.
You walk 20 more miles, you're going to be downtown. You don't know what you're missing.
Or they're fucking, they're fucking out there, and this is the first contact that they've had. It's this flying fucking robot in the sky. Yeah. Imagine like what that does to you.
But you know something? There are some other tribes I've seen on these shows.
Yep.
That they have had minimal, say, contact with the outside world.
Oh, yeah,
and they've talked to people, but they still maintain and keep their fucking primitive lifestyle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a great show on MTV back in the day called Wild Boys. That was it was Chris Pontius and Steve-O from Jackass. And they would go around to fucking, there was several fucking small tribes that had minimal contact with people, and they'd bring those fucking guys, and they're fucking punching each other in the balls, drinking blood, and fucking, like, all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh, yeah, they make up stupid games, like the whole village will gather around on a Friday night around a fire.
Oh, yeah.
And the men, women, the elders, and the idea is for fucking the other guy to rub his balls on the face of you so you could pass from boyhood to man. And they paint your balls fucking red and pink and blue and shit. Right? That kind of shit? They go, what are you doing? Yes. They go, oh, this is a fucking ritual.
Yeah, this is a ceremonial ball ceremony.
This is where we all rub each other's balls and make a wish.
So when the tribe, they have their own language, so they're talking to each other once they see
it. What the fuck is that language?
They see a drone. It's like saying, oh, it's like just seeing the UFO probably, right?
Yeah, no shit.
Like, what the fuck is this thing?
Like, they know what animals are. They know that they're people, but they haven't seen other people.
They know the basic things, like how to shit and fucking eat and fucking sleep.
That's what you fuck with them?
Like, they probably have their potions or whatever, herbs for different illnesses and wounds.
You know what I love to do? Like, to fuck with them? It's an old reference, but the Superman show, remember that? They try to make the guy think he was going crazy, Perry White, the fucking newspaper editor. There was a voice going, Perry, Perry White. He was looking around all fucked up and scared. Where's it coming from? How about if you put something in there in the fucking forest, a voice going off every now and then just to fuck him up? Going, hey, what's going on over there? Who the fuck said that?
Play with their small minds. So that was like a lot when the Americans came over here and started fucking with the Indians.
Same kind of thing.
No, yeah, like,
what the fuck is this?
It was the exact same thing, right? You know, you hate to say it. People go, but, you know, the strong survive. The people with the fucking ingenuity and know-how. If the Indians had it, they would have won, no?
Mm. Yeah.
That's where it goes.
Even fight anyways.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, do those people, like, do they enjoy themselves? You know, they must.
They're content.
Like,
they don't know anything else.
Yeah.
You know, they're content.
They're content with their simple life of fucking just, like, they hunt every day.
They have the same problems we have. Like, their wife is banging. I mean, do they have a wife? They must have, like, a mate.
Some of them bang everybody.
Everybody fucks each other?
Must be incest.
Yeah. I think there has to be. If it's a small tribe.
Nobody's possessive of one girl.
Yeah.
Don't they get fucking ticks? I spray myself with tick spray to go in the fucking grass. What are these people doing? No clothes.
Well, and the stuff they're dealing with there in their environment, they probably have, like, the fucking... the immunity of a sewer rat, you know?
Yeah, but you're dealing with, like, fire ants that can basically eat you alive.
Right.
You know, like, even the smallest, most minuscule thing can kill you.
Right. Like, they'll probably think it's a good luck. Yeah, a fucking eldest son got eaten by a fucking snake. That's good luck for the village. Great. Then they fucking slice the snake open. You see the kid in there? Ever see that shit? Yes. Those primitive countries? Yeah. Some fucking lady goes for a walk. She's missing. She was eaten by something. The whole village stands around. They slice the animals open, and there's the fucking lady.
That happens in Florida.
What, the alligators?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I will not be killed by an alligator. That's a definite.
Never.
No fucking way, man.
Be a man. Experience!
So a funeral home worker is responsible, get this, Beerman, for transporting dead bodies in a Nebraska county, is suspected of having an intimate encounter with a life-size sex doll he found in the apartment of a deceased person, according to court records.
You know what he said after he had sex with the doll? What
did he say?
She was a dead fuck.
Oh! He must not have gotten a very expensive one, because I heard from a friend they've come a very long way. They reciprocate.
I mean, I'd imagine, like, as far as, like, if you're going to fucking, like, break into someone's house and shit and steal fucking, like, it must have been at least a $5,000 fucking buckaroo.
And you know something?
So he went back and he broke into the place afterwards.
Yeah, he was smitten by the sex doll.
He fell in love with the fucking sex doll.
Look at it. The guy fell in love. Can you really blame him? He fell in love to the point where he risked his business and did a B&E to get it. That's true love to me.
They said that when he was walking out of the place, his like, pants were fucking disheveled. Right? I mean, maybe the poor Dick Tracy was on the case.
Maybe he didn't get any action, the poor guy.
It doesn't look good. See his face?
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like he has a good job, so like right. Fucking like buy your own sex fuck toy.
Yeah, but he loves that one.
Yeah. He probably has them, but it's like, you know, a different broad, you know?
Yeah, right. Like, how about if he talks to the fucking sex toy and goes, yeah, but the other broads don't treat me the way you do. Yeah. And the dummy says, but wait, we're all dummies and don't talk. What are you talking about? Yeah, but you're different from the others.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of documentaries out there about people that marry fucking inanimate objects.
Hey, you know who marries them? The Japanese. They seem to marry sex dolls, from what I've seen, more than, say, some other cultures. It's not a knock on anybody or anything like that, but they seem to fall in love with the sex doll.
I saw a fucking documentary where a fucking Japanese kid fucking married a fucking character in a video game on a fucking Nintendo DS. Yes,
right.
Fucking insane.
Very. Like some of these guys over there, similar to this, they'll take the sex doll to a fucking restaurant. They don't even give a shit. they stick it in a fucking chair.
Man.
I mean, people do that like a joke, but.
Dude, nothing says I don't give a fuck like going out to a dinner with a sex doll.
Isn't that fucking awesome?
The only sex dolls I've seen have been ones like we've had at a bachelor party that we brought.
Yeah, those shitty
ones. Like a blow-up doll.
Yeah, those shitty blow-up dolls.
But now they have the ones that are like mannequins, right?
Oh, they can even respond to certain things. Go, do you like me? Of course I love you. Be a man.
Oh, yeah.
You want some food? No, thank you. I'm full. And they'll blow you.
Yeah.
For the ones,
no back talk.
There's like ones that are like that are like $100,000.
Oh yeah,
and they bruise. So if you fucking if you beat the thing, so it bruises drunk, and then it goes away.
You come home drunk with fucking whiskey. You take out the belt.
Why spend that much money on a fucking $100,000 on a fucking sex doll?
That's fuck you.
I would
money.
Just get like 2,000 hookers for 500 each.
Right.
You just got a new hooker every day.
Yeah.
But the good thing about this is, as love the guy may be, he may go, all right, that's enough out of you, and shuts the switch off. Boom. I'll wake you up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't want it to talk. That's why I don't have a girlfriend.
That's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
I think I
wouldn't want it to talk.
Yeah, kind of freaky. Right? 100?
I wouldn't want to have a conversation with a robot while I'm fucking it. That would be,
Imagine if it was talking in the talk track. I'm repeating itself when you're banging it.
Yeah, smack
yes,
the head.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
right, this does not compute. This does not compute.
It's like a real bad voice. It's like a Stephen Hawking's voice.
Right. I think as time goes on, right, maybe 100, maybe 200-300 years, as humans and machine merge more, and we are, let's face it, right? I think you're going to see a lot more open relationships with human beings and fucking robot. What do you think?
I'm AI it. Robot.
I'm into it. I'm at the point in my life.
Are you thinking about it?
Dude, if I had the $5,000 to drop on a fuck doll right now, I'd buy that thing.
Imagine the thing's home waiting for you, just sitting there.
I wouldn't know what to call it.
Somebody who anticipates the sound of your sad footsteps coming to the door. Go, he's home. Like a dog all fucking excited. Oh, he's home. He's home. He's home.
I would love that.
Be a man.
Experience. U.S. Customs seized giraffe feces from a woman at a Minnesota airport. So you may ask, why did this fucking lady have fucking feces on her?
Feces.
Why was she transporting giraffe feces? Apparently, she makes fucking jewelry out of it.
Don't
of
call
course.
Feces, call it shit.
Right. Is it better to say feces than shit? We've had this discussion before too. I find they're equal. Feces is gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Feces. So I mean, how did they find it? They did a thorough job, obviously.
How did they know it was a giraffe?
They smell it. Maybe she fessed up.
According to the pictures, it looked like it was like fucking like you
like a baseball.
Yeah.
Right?
It looked like fucking like a turd.
Yeah, but like, it was like the size of a baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I've done something like that. She can come to my house and give her all she wants for nothing.
Yeah, right, right.
She can say it's fucking giraffe shit. I don't care. How do you really know? Like you said, she told.
Yeah, maybe she,
at the gate.
Fessed up.
What do you got in there?
So they looked in the box and they said, you know, what do you got in there?
The thing in the middle.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is that like a king shit?
But you know something? This lady, you know, I don't approve of this hobby whatsoever that she has. I like to have seen the guy grab the giraffe feces and smush it right in her stupid fucking face. How's
well,
that?
Well, it's probably dried up by the time you get there.
But it's like, how fucking unique do you need to be? You need to fucking make fucking jewelry out of giraffe shit? And who is going to fucking... I mean, honestly, who is going to wear this?
Didn't they say
mental
like...
Mental case.
Didn't one of the authorities say that, like, if she wore that around her neck, she could get a disease and die?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is that true, or is that just like...
Well, you're bringing in filth and germs from another continent, whatever, right?
But, I mean, if the giraffe shit here, it would be different.
Yeah.
How about if you put lacquer on it? It's like fucking, you know what I mean? You preserve it.
I did with the dick donuts. I put the fucking lacquer on the outside of them.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, but it looks like a turd of shit. It's not like it looks like some sort of fucking like precious like crystal. Right. It looks like a lump of shit.
I'm all in favor of her fucking hobby being stopped. Fuck her and her stupid jewelry made out of shit.
So she's gotten away with making jewelry in the past?
It sounds like didn't she make something else? Yeah.
Yeah, she made a fucking moose and horse shit.
Moose poop.
Did she get this? Did you hear about this? She made a fucking ornament out of you bangy balls. I mean, what the fuck?
Was they bowling? People are fucking crazy.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, jewelry people that like make their own jewelry are crazy enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whole different breed.
But yeah, making fucking shit jewelry.
Isn't that true, though? When people go, make me own jewelry, you go, really? I hate that. I don't like that. I go, I used to string gimp beads at the playground when I was a kid. Those little fucking things on a string, like a piece of thread, and try to tie a knot. That was it for me.
Your daughter have that at home?
No.
My kids had that. It's fucking
once in a while.
8 trillion pieces on the floor.
Oh, yeah, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Gimp.
But we don't have any toys.
Yeah, gimp, but you make your own fucking necklaces and shit. Fucking all over the place.
Oh, God,
all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah,
those little beads.
I still have nightmares.
Oh yeah,
Be a Man.
Experience. They were thinking about a Be a Man NFT at one time, weren't they?
Yeah, we put together a couple of rough things, and I remember doing them. If you've seen the video floating around, I've used it for a couple of different things of you chucking a wrench.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, and that was supposed to be NFT, but we just weren't ready to kind of take the plunge because it was so new at the time.
And there was like a lot of bad publicity coming out and we didn't want to put ourselves in a position.
But there was ones that were fucking absolutely huge that were worth millions and millions of dollars. And now these things have literally plummeted to nothing. They're worth nothing.
I don't know much about NFTs, but it seems to me like it's a real bad, bad, bad version of Bitcoin.
Well, it's an offshoot of that whole scene.
Yeah.
Bitcoin's on the rise again, which is doing great. But these were like an offshoot and something entirely different in a way, but related.
Mm-hmm.
They're no good. They are down to zero. I own 2 NFTs.
You do?
On a computer, just to look at. And they're 3D, and I go, what the fuck is this? Because I bought into it. Mm-hmm. Then I put money into the thing. You have to have money in your account. It's all, everything's locked up. I can't even get it. I have to sell it, convert it to this. I'm
expensive?
Like, yeah, they were like $200-$300 each, but this is right in the craze of it. I was into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I bought 2 Captain Americas or whatever the fuck I bought, right? Mean, angry, evil, whatever.
And the thing is, it's like what you buy is like, to just one of them, right? That's basically
they're limited edition.
Limited edition
numbers. I mean, so they say, right?
Yeah, there was ones that were, I think Joe bought a couple of Disney ones, but they weren't like the version like that were like big money, but there's ones that are worth millions and millions. I forget what the fuck it was, like Ape Chimp or Chimp Monkey, some sort of fucking stupid shit. And it was literally just like a picture of a chimp. And fucking,
I remember that.
And those things went for like fucking 10 million plus.
You had to be there at the right time.
Fucking crazy. And now they're worth fucking absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah. That was an In-N-Out, maybe, what, a two-year thing?
Yeah.
About-ish?
Because, I mean, it's supposed to be for art. Like, that's like...
Right. Like, yeah.
And you own, like a piece of the art, like, type of thing, but, like, it's... I don't know where it went. Like, it's like the market, like, fucking, like, totally fucking died. So these things are fucking useless.
Right. It's just like an offshoot of, like, you know, everything's digital and on your computer nowadays, you know?
Yep. So. It's true. Same with the record. We talked about LPs, you know, DVDs. When you can hold it in your hand, you have something. When you own it, but it's on your TV to see it, you don't feel like you own really anything, do you?
Yeah. Well, this firms and stuff, and there was one company that I thought was reaching out to us at one point that they basically they'll sell you a part of their fucking Monet painting.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Like, so you can buy in on a chunk of what the overall painting's worth.
One picture they keep together, you're part owner, they just cut a piece in your pot.
No, you just say that you own a piece of it.
Okay, yeah, because like a lot of times, like a Mickey Mantle jersey, they'll cut it into like 1,000 pieces and you can buy a piece.
That shit.
Which is a shame.
That's stupid.
I think it's a shame.
Imagine kinda buying
a nice piece of
a fucking piece of somebody's clothes.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. That's what they do.
I paid $50,000 for fucking 2 inches of Mickey Mantle's fucking uniform pants. Wanna see it? No. I don't.
What's the thing that's like the NFT? There's something that there was something similar to NFT, wasn't there?
Like a collectible kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hear what that was.
Yeah, there's so much shit that just comes and goes now. It's like fucking like that shit was like fucking we were on watch for it because we're like, wow, people are making millions of dollars fucking off of this thing. And then fucking by the time like it just came and went.
Yeah.
It did.
And there's an offshoot of that too.
And I'm glad it's gone.
Yeah, I don't miss it.
That's one stupid thing not to fucking deal with.
You know, these guys had the brains not to go forward with anything.
Yeah.
Because people, that, you know, say you sell something of me for $100 or whatever.
No.
It's worth a dollar.
That would be me.
No bueno.
I'd be that guy.
No bueno.
All the shit I bought? Yeah? How's it going? It's worth a dollar.
Be a man. Experience!
I flew.
Yeah.
Back from Vegas. And I hear the story about a pilot.
I know.
He wasn't working, but he was in the cockpit.
In the jump seat, you know, where they hang out, the visiting pilot. Out.
Yeah, yeah. He was hanging out, and he tried to crash the plane. Was that from Alaska?
Alaska Airlines.
Okay, it was going from, like, Oregon to, like, Northern California or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
So he's sitting there in the jump seat. He's kibitzing with the pilots.
Yeah, just like us three talking.
They said he was completely fine.
Yeah.
Suddenly, he chucks his fucking earphones across into the fucking thing, tries to jump in the seat and shut off all the engines.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Then one of the pilots fucking wrestles him to the ground.
Yeah.
Drags him out, right? And they stuck him in the back of the plane. Then what happened?
Then they said they had him
subdued.
They had him subdued, and he's doing fine. It was like he had a stomachache or something. The way the story came out just hit me funny.
Yeah, it was funny because they said the pilot.
He's fine.
The
they said he's fine now.
He was talking to the tower. He goes, yeah, he's in the back of the plane. He's a pilot. You know, he's subdued right now in the back, but we want to see law enforcement on the ground.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine now. Something like
but
that.
But he did scream, "You better handcuff me, or this is going to be bad." So I think they handcuffed him, and just when they think he was fine and recovering, he tried to open the other fucking door. That stupid fucking door they should have there. That and that was it. But here's the other real mystery of it. 20-year pilot, impeccable record. Yeah. Everybody said the most normal guy, totally fucking normal.
Just had an off day.
You know what he did? Mushrooms.
Yeah.
He's claiming the mushrooms made him trip. And he thought he was in a dream. I swear to God, to get out of the dream. If he shut down the plane, that would be like shutting off the dream.
Oh.
That's his story.
That's what his lawyer told him to say.
Why did he think operating a fucking, or like being in a fucking cockpit of a plane on mushrooms was a good idea?
Right. Yeah.
Like, if he had an impeccable record and then just one day he's like, fuck it, I'm going to eat mushrooms on the flight.
You know how I do gummies here? You and me do stuff, whatever, right? It's like me having a great day. Suddenly I hurl the fucking microphone at you, chip over all the cameras and go fucking mental, like right now. You know, geez, what the fuck happened? We had two good hours.
Guy went berserk.
He cracked up. That's what you call cracking up. So now he's got the fucking boob. 84 counts of fucking attempted homicide.
Yeah, what happens?
How was your trip? Good? You take mushrooms again, you fucking dope?
Not in prison.
Yeah, that's a bad, bad thing.
Yeah, how long will that guy go away for doing that?
Oh, he's done. He's finished. They'll let him out when he's not, 80 and has cancer.
He's not spring chicken, right?
He's in his 50s. Yeah, late 50s. Yeah, say he gets a terminal illness, like the gangsters will let him out for fucking humanitarian things. Say, go back to your wife and kids. They'll be so happy to see you. Yeah, okay. Fucking humiliated us, you prick.
Your wife remarried.
How about them fucking pilots that, you know, the ones who chant, and they slam into a mountain on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
That happens.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be with any fucking pilot that's on a suicide mission.
Oh, Jesus.
You know?
It would be nice if, like, you knew the pilot beforehand, before you even got on the plane. They send you a picture of the guy, and they give you, like, a little write-up.
Yeah, right? Kind of like when you can look up your doctors online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Have a rating and stuff.
Yeah, he's got a fucking, like, a Yelp rating. Mm. If pilots had Yelp ratings, fucking A. That's
how about
the
pilots? They every now and then, once or twice a year, pilots were stopped at the gate for hard liquor on their breath.
Yeah,
you hear that, right? Well,
you got to think those guys party hard.
I knew a pilot. He says they were big, big boozers.
Of course,
they drank in hotel bars, looking for
yeah.
Would you let your wife be a stewardess in a hotel? No,
a lot of them walk around like they're king shit.
Oh yeah,
the pilots,
fucking pilots.
A lot of them excess. Military. Yeah.
I knew a guy was a pilot. He was military. Everything was prefaced in military. And he would tell you every 10 minutes, John, I'm a fighter pilot. He'd try to parallel to any story you're talking about. Go, I get you in my 12 o'clock and my 3 o'clock. You're done. And you all, I go, how come you're Italian from Boston? You talk like you're fucking like they're here. Did you learn that in fucking military school?
Learned in jump school.
How about this? They're the captain. What are they, a captain of a fucking tube? You're my boss while I'm up here? Yeah, who am I, a fucking private then?
I like the ones that have a good sense of humor when you're flying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know, that's
once in a while you get one.
That's comforting.
You know? How come they all seem to talk like, hey, no, that voice?
Yeah.
No one sounds like an idiot.
From the South.
Don't they sound like they get their shit together? Mm. Most of them? I'd go like this. Hey, how you doing? Should pilot him, John? I don't know. If you look over there, there's some fucking clouds. Can't see shit. Underneath is, I think it's fucking Wyoming. I don't know.
Hey, we'll have you on the ground in about 20 minutes. It's 75 degrees in fucking Albuquerque.
Be a man. Experience!
All right, what did you learn today, John?
You know something I've learned? That I would never, ever, under any circumstances, try to transport feces from not only another continent, but even from here to across the street. You won't see me transporting feces, let alone giraffe or animal feces, let alone saying, oh, no, I was going to make jewelry out of it. That's ridiculous. I promise you, I'll never engage in such stupid activity.
I learned that women are whores no matter if they fucking bang in the Airbnb, a little place up on Route 1. A whore's a whore.
And that's all there is to it.
And I learned that fucking, I was initially right when NFTs fucking came out and fucking it seemed like this is too good to be true.
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.